Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the living water, rain. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. From Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Asher Shabbat.
Asher Shabbat. Hallelujah.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise be the Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Ooh-wee.
I know, huh?
Man, it is. It's the Sabbath.
Amen.
I'm getting feedback. I mean, I'm getting like I'm hearing myself again. Okay, I got it. I'm okay. All right, I got it. There it is. Woo! You know what? I would say the week was rough, but it ain't rough. Nope. God is merciful. I'm on top of the grass. I ain't in ICU. Look. I'm just glad it's a Sabbath day and this work week is over with and I can leave Babylon behind me.
Amen.
As far as I can in my mirror, as far as I want to in my mirror. That is.
Sure. Amen.
We pray.
Amen.
God. You know what? Everything in me want to just say, Ali Ali and free. We made it.
And I ain't heard that in years.
You just heard it tonight, bro, because that's the way I feel it.
Amen.
You just running around like crazy, man, and trying to get to that tree just to be free.
Amen.
Man, who knew that that was going to be the real deal? Well, I want to say grace and peace to everyone. Shabbat shalom. Asha Shabbat. Hallelujah, happy Sabbath. Praise be the Lord to everyone that's in the Sabbath right now. Those of us that are going into the Sabbath, I know y'all about trying to get y'all little last to-dos in. Hallelujah, blessings be to you and your Sabbath. And those of us that's still a couple of hours behind us, still doing your thing, happy Sabbath to you too. And hoping and pray that the Father have mercy on your feet. Grace and peace, everyone. I want to say welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel of the Commonwealth of Israel, here with my lovely rib, Rhea Serene Israel. Shabbat shalom, Queen.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, King, Priest, and Family. Ashar Shabbat. Amen.
Ashar Shabbat.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, everyone. Grace and peace. Tonight, we are dealing with the dead. Where are they? The dead, where are they? You know, it's a lot of myths in the world. It's a lot of, you know, fairy tales surrounding this issue because we as human beings that's conscious, you know, because animals understand that, man. Animals understand death. They know what death is. They, when they smell it, they move around. They say, well, got to keep it moving. We know what that is. People think, you know, you go on to another place, you know. Well, not yet. Not yet. You don't go to another place yet. Those of us that understand death understand that there is a thing that's in death called sleep. You know, those of us that understand death understand that every night that you go to bed is like the death and the resurrection. It's like people that are tired and, you know, just, you know, getting old. They say that elderly people, elders, you know, like in their hundreds and whatnot, you know, and they just, you know, people get tired. Oh, you could be hell, man. You just, you know, young and tired. You could be tired and just give up. You know, you could turn off your own clock. You know, it's in you to turn off your own clock. And God will allow it. He will allow you to turn off your clock. You know, you could turn off your clock and not be a part of the living because you chose not to be here. Or you could be a part of the living and have every reason to keep living. You know, sometimes, you know, it's just a bounded set, you know, that the Lord said, okay, you got 30 years, you got 50 years, you got 100 years, you got 120 years. You know what I mean? It's up to God. One thing you don't want to do, if God gave you 100 years to live, you don't want to be 400 pounds. You got to take care of that temple because you don't want to be that kind of weight. Then, you know, you still waking up every day, then you wake up and you're miserable instead of being thankful. Mm-hmm. You're miserable because you did not do what you're supposed to do and take care of yourself. You didn't eat right, you didn't make sure you was eating right, and therefore that's on you. But you got to take care of yourself. You don't know, we don't know what our days are. No man know. He said the Son of Man, he said he know when his days are. You don't know. Your day, your time is always. You know, it's a minute from now. Who knows? For some of us. Some of us, you know, we listen, we in the world right now, somebody just dropped out, just clocked out. But right, guess what? Somebody just born into. You know, but this is the thing, man. We got to understand it. A lot of us is afraid of the idea of death. And we don't want to talk about it because we're scared of it, but we got to talk about it because it's the word of God. If you understand what something is, and therefore you will be able to handle it when those things come. You know, if it's a loved one, or say yourself or myself, you know what I mean? We understand these things. You don't want to face it because, well, you don't. But guess what? Every night you go to sleep, you don't know if you're going to be back in the morning.
Amen.
So, I mean, that's what it is. When you go to sleep and wake up in the morning, that's death and a resurrection. You don't know what's going on. When you sleep, you don't know how cold it is outside. When you sleep, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what time it is. You don't know who's walking around in your house. People went to sleep and woke up and everything was gone.
Right.
Because you were asleep. Same thing with death. The same thing with death. When you're dead, you don't know what's going on. You don't have no clue of what time it is, what year it is, none of that. That's why when the Lord said when the dead wake up, heaven and earth is going to pass away. They're not even going to know what year it is or what time it is or what century it is or what millennium it is, because God ain't even going to give it to you in the second resurrection. Get this. Those of us that come up in the second resurrection will not be fit to know what time it is unless he allow us to live. You know what that's like? I mean, just think about that for a minute. Wrap your head around that. Maybe we can find out some more obedience. Wrap your head around that. You won't know what time it is. The last time you see heaven and earth is the last time you take a breath, unless he allow you into the kingdom.
Amen.
Because we didn't appreciate the time that we had while we was here. So since you didn't appreciate it while you was here, why should I allow you into the kingdom? That's why he said, even though you let the wicked in the kingdom, with the righteous he will yet be wicked, regardless, even in the land of the righteous. So he's not going to let them in there because they're going to continue to be wicked. So why would he give them everlasting life in the kingdom? So because we didn't appreciate all of this beauty, all of this life, all of this word, all of this glory that the Lord given us now to live in, he's going to take it away. And the last thing you see is what you saw in this world. That's all you get. You ain't going to even get a chance to see the kingdom. You ain't going to get a chance to see the Father. You can forget about seeing the Father. You ain't going to see the Father. The Father ain't going to be in the judgment. He come after the judgment.
Amen.
We're going to look at all of this stuff, people. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a nice little study. I was telling Ray, I said, I might stretch this one out. She said, well, you rush lost. You need to take your time with this one here.
Amen.
Okay, let me take that back.
You need to take your time with this one here. Okay, Joseph of Nazareth.
Jesus. Mary Magdalene.
Let's do it, baby. I got a song.
So, with all of that being said, people, we have to understand this thing, man. It's a spirit.
Amen.
It's a spirit. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. Death is a spirit. You have to understand that. Satan was cast in the lake of fire. And death and hell was cast in the lake of fire after the judgment. How is that?
Great question.
It's the spirit. So with all of that being said, let's get started, brothers and sisters. Sister Ray, you got a scripture?
Amen.
Okay, brothers and sisters, brothers, uncover your head. Sisters, cover your head. And those of us that can't stand and face the east, if you can't, then you know where to put your heart at.
Amen.
And let's approach the Father.
Amen. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore of pain within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lord, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I read Psalm 55, verses 1 through 7. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us. And give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray, for your mercy endure forever. Amen. Amen. Okay, people. Let's get this started. Okay. The title of this lesson is Death and Where Are They? Those of us just tuning in, those of us just checking in, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you too. All right? So let's start this at Genesis chapter 1, 2. Genesis 2. And we're going to start here. Why? Because this is the first time you mentioned it. But first, we got to bring Adam into the picture. Let's bring him in. Okay, let's bring him in, and then we're going to look at it from there, okay? All right, Genesis chapter 2, and let's pick it up in verse 5, 2 and 5, when you receive a read.
Genesis 2 and 5. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
See now, God is still doing this the exact same way. Every time a baby is born, he's formed where?
In the womb.
He's formed in the ground.
On the ground.
Yeah, because a woman is from the ground.
From the earth. Uh-huh.
And the child is inside of what? Placenta.
Right.
Which is what? Water.
Amen.
So he's still doing the same thing. He's forming them in water. Everything is the same. Then he bring him out, and what do the child do? Take his first breath.
Amen.
So it's the same principle. It's the same principle itself, but he's not going in the ground to do it like he did with Adam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody from Adam had a navel, so to say.
Amen.
Adam and Eve never had one. She didn't have one because she came from a rib, and he didn't have one because he was out of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So that killed that picture of Michelangelo, the father reaching out and touching Jesus, and he's sitting in heaven, butt naked, mm-hmm. with a navel.
Amen.
So who was his father? Who was his mother? Because that's what navels are for.
Amen.
Exactly. Skip that. So now he got the breath of life in him, so he's alive. The breath of life. What is this thing called the breath of life? Let's look at that. Okay. The breath of life is something that, you know, he give all of us. You see, and this is something that we got to take into consideration. What is it? What is the breath of life? Well, oxygen. That's the breath of life. And as we looked at heaven a couple of two, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, we found out that there's oxygen in heaven.
Amen.
So let's look at this. Where did this spirit come from? Let's look into Psalms 104 and 29. Psalms 104 and 29. One verse, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms 104 and verse 29 reads, Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die, and return to their dust.
And they return to the what?
Their dust.
See, they return to their dust, right? Okay, now don't forget this conversation because we're going to get back to this. This conversation is manifold. All right. So he take away the breath, and man go back to what? Dust. Everything go back to the dust. Plants, because plants is alive, right? The beasts of the fields, right? The insects. Everything is motivated by the breath of life, right? But what do the Father call it? Go to Job chapter 27 and verse 3.
Amen. Job 27 and 3?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Job chapter 27 verse 3 reads, "All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils."
So the breath is called what?
Spirit.
Spirit.
Amen. Spirit of God is in my nostrils.
Is in my nostril. This is when Jesus died and he yielded up the ghost, he yielded up what? The spirit that was in his nostrils.
Amen.
Because spirit, ghost is a slang word for what? Spirit. And when he died, he gave up the spirit, which is the breath of life. So he died. Jesus literally died. You see? So he tastes death too. All right? Okay, so we got to keep this in mind. Okay, let's go back to Genesis and let's pick it back up in chapter 2. Like I said, we're going to take our time on this one.
Amen.
All right, let's pick it back up in chapter 2. And let's pick it up at verse 7.
Amen. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7 reads, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life."
Or the spirit.
Amen.
Okay, go
and
ahead.
"And man became a living soul."
So that's the spirit that he put in man, air.
Amen.
That's it. Go ahead.
"And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil."
Now skip down to verse 15.
Amen. Genesis 2 and 15. "And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die."
So now we know what it means to die.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take his breath from him.
Amen.
And man is going to return back to the dust.
Amen.
Okay? So this is that thing. Now, don't think Adam don't know what dust is, because God taught him where he was from. He taught him who he was. He taught him, he introduced himself. People think God just put people out here and we don't know nothing. No, God taught Adam everything. He taught Adam everything. Adam got the spirit without measure.
Amen.
He was Jesus Christ. I ain't saying Jesus Christ physically, but he was the first Christ.
Amen.
He was the first Jesus.
Amen.
He was without sin. Christ is the second Adam. That lets me know that Adam was the first Christ. Why? Because Adam walked on water. Adam walked in the water. God showed him the whole planet. He showed him everything.
Amen.
Just like he allowed Elijah to ride on a whirlwind, he put him on the same thing. It took him all over Asia and all over Africa and all over America before there was a man on the planet and said, "This is what I'm giving to all your children. And all your children are going to inherit all this. They're going to be all over these places. You're not going to be on top of these mountains because there's just not enough oxygen here. But, yeah, all this here, I'm giving that to you."
Amen.
"And your descendants." Adam knew that. Adam taught. God taught Adam everything. Everything. Even what death was. He ain't talking to him like this, a loose statement. The day you eat of this is the day you're going to die. What do you mean by dying, God? You're going to return back to the dust. He already knew that. He knew what that consequence was. That wasn't a mystery to him. God don't tell you, he don't give you a sentence without giving you a cause and effect. And not telling you what it is. That's why we got people tell, we look at the lake of fire And then we look at it, people, we look at it from the world perspective, but God described it perfectly.
Amen.
He tell you what it looked like. He tell you what you're going to be doing in there. You're not going to be jumping around and splashing around, and the devil going to be, you know, you're going to be bound up. You're not going to be able to move. You're not going to be able to talk. You're not going to be able to. You'll probably be able to open your eyes, but you're not going to see nothing. You're going to be in total consciousness. You're going to be in 100% of your consciousness, and it's going to be in absolute darkness. That's insanity. That's why he threw hell in a lake of fire, because hell is berserk. Hell is madness, and everything that's in there, that's where it is. Death and hell is going to be in there. So death and hell is going to feed on the people in the lake of fire. It's a spirit.
Amen.
Death and hell is going to feed on the devil, which is the second death. So how is it that Satan is death, and then death is going to feed on him too? No.
Amen.
It's a separate entity. Right now, Satan got power of death. But then, at the end of the judgment, he's going to turn the power of death on everything that's in the lake of fire. Because at that point, death is going to hold on to all of that forever.
Amen.
Or else it wouldn't be called the second death. We're going to get into that thing about what this death is, man, because death is an entity. It's a separate entity. It's not what we think. It's not like, you know, well, Satan come and then people die, da, da, da. No, man, it's a spirit. It's a spirit unto itself. It talked to God.
Amen.
We're going to read that death actually talked back with God. Okay, we're going into Genesis chapter 3. Now, we're not getting all off into the whole subject of what happened with Adam and Eve in the garden. We just want to get down to the point of what happened, man, how we got to this place that we are in now. Okay? So let's get to that. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 8.
You said Genesis 3?
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis 3 and 8, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 3 and verse 8 reads, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden."
See, this is what happened when we sin against God. You don't want to read your Bible. You're going to hide from him. You know, you ain't going to even want to go to class. You're not even going to want to participate in the things that pertain to him. If you don't have to, you're going to avoid it. Why? Because you know you are naked. You know you in your unrighteousness. You know you are covered in sin. So you're going to hide yourself from the Lord. You know you're not going to read the book because it's going to blow on your sins. God forbid if you committed a sin on the death. That's the last thing you want to hear.
Amen.
So this is just the way of man. This is what we do. We hide ourselves. We don't.
Amen. Verse 9. "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat?"
See, right there, God knew what happened. Mm-hmm. He knew what happened. One is, he having a conversation that he didn't give him.
Amen.
That's the first thing. Two, jealousy kicked in. That's the first spirit of jealousy you hear from God. Who told you was naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I told you not? What? Now, this is what he gave to man. This is why the spirit of jealousy come on men, because their wife come up with a different spirit. and they pick up on it. Not that we're getting into that, but that's what happened. That's part of that jealousy.
Amen.
Or, like we read in Abraham, when he came and talked with Abraham, he said, when Sarah laughed when he told her that, you know, you're going to have a child and call his name Isaac. And she laughed in herself. He said, how should I bear a child? Should I have pleasure in my husband when he's old? He said, then he turned to Abraham and said, why your wife laugh? Surely you're going to have a child. You know what God is going to do? He'll reveal your wife's secrets to you, even her thoughts.
I'm a witness. Amen.
So this is that thing. This is why we don't fear God, because we know that he'll do that. We think we're getting away with little stuff. And no matter what it is, you'd be like little sneaky stuff. You might go to the bank, or you might go to the store. You might sneak and do something, and your husband would be like, what you doing? Nothing. You got to make up something. But the Lord is revealing that thing. Why? Because this is the law. The law.
Amen.
Just a little tidbit alone. But this is that, right?
Amen.
He heard another conversation, so he picked up on it. So Adam and Eve ate from the tree.
Amen.
So now they hiding themselves because their righteousness is gone. They're not nakedness is an issue because ain't nobody around to see it.
Right.
So that's not an issue. What issue is it? The book say your nakedness is, he said your righteousness is your garments. Their righteousness was gone.
Mm.
Because of sin. That's why the Lord told us, he said, lest you walk naked and they see your shame. How? And you got on clothes. Sin.
Amen.
Get a little preview of tomorrow, but that's part of it. Okay, so now we see they both had, now they hit themselves and they both going through this thing. Let's skip down to verse 17. Verse 17, when you receive it, read.
Genesis 3 and 17?
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 3 and verse 17 reads, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life.
So now, when sin come in, now here come, he brought a curse on the earth because of sin. Now the Lord, because of sin, you can curse your works. You can curse your blessings. All of a sudden, your blessings start flying out the window, and the Lord will start tearing down your blessings all around. And you will, and he'll leave you wondering, well, you know, he's scratching your head, and you're like, well, what happened? And no, you know what happened.
Amen.
It's your sin. That's what happened.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 18. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee.
That's both physical and spiritual. You know, but we talk about thorns and whatnot. You know, when we was children, man, we'd be playing in the grass and all those things end up on your shoes and on your pants, legs, and on your socks.
Scratchy.
Yeah. And you used to look at them, and they used to be the most annoying little pricks in the world.
Yeah.
You're talking about pricks. Those were pricks.
Yeah.
And annoying. And you know what? The Lord say, I'm going to show you how that feels. I'm going to bring people in your life that are just like that.
Amen.
That's what he told Adam. The ones and thistles are going to come up out of you, and they're going to be just like them little pricks on your side. And you got to pick them up. You got to get every little thorn out because all of them is getting at you. And then it's pricking your hand. Oh, dry. They're falling apart. It's like, it, you know, and me, I was a wild child, man. Me and my friends, we played in everything. So we got a load of them just about every time we went outside. And it was almost impossible to get some things off of you. But they, you know, and then at the time, we didn't wear leather gym shoes. We had Converses. So they stuck on them like socks. All on your shoes, on your socks, on your pants, all up your pants and leg. And he said, people's going to be in the world, and they're going to bug you like that.
Mm.
They're going to bother you, and they're going to annoy you like that. You'll be able to take care of it. It's just going to take some time. You know, you got to work it out, you know, work them off of you and get rid of it. And you can go on, but it takes time to get it out.
Amen.
He's showing us something with little things.
Amen.
Read on.
Genesis 3 and 18. Thorns also and thistles shall they bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Yes.
And Jesus, the herb of the field?
Amen.
That's him. He's the herb of the field. Because when the Lord, when Adam, not Adam, but Isaac, when Isaac blessed Jacob, he said, in the dew of heaven, he's what he said, and the Lord shall bless the field for your sake, or something like that. And then he said, in Psalms 45, when the Lord came up and he said, thou is the dew, the herb. He said, you had the smell of the herb of the field upon you. Like that in Psalms 45. That's Jesus right there. He said, you're going to eat from him. That's your life. Not the thorns and the thistles, but the herb, which is Jesus Christ. That's him. When Jesus died, Nicodemus brought 100 pounds of herbs to bury him with, herbs and spices. When he rose and went to heaven, the Father smelt that. He said, oh, my son is at the, he said, it's the smell of the fields which the Lord had blessed. That's what Isaac said. This is that thing.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 19. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return into the ground, for out of it, for
so
out.
So it's bread, physical and spiritual side, because you know the Lord is manifold. When he's talking, he said first that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. So the spiritual side is actually working,
mm-hmm.
And you're gonna work like you work like a Hebrew slave. You're gonna have sweat in your head out there working, busting up the ground, you know, doing whatever you got to do, right? Mm-hmm. But then you're going to get in the word of God, it's going to be word too.
Okay.
You got to study to show yourself approved. Okay. Whereas where the Lord was sitting there teaching you himself, just like he taught the disciples.
Amen.
Paul said study to show yourself approved. The disciples was taught by Christ. They didn't say that.
Amen.
Read on.
In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return into the ground.
See that? That's one. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's what we read earlier. Mm-hmm. You take away the breath and they return to their dust, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so that's that commandment, right? That's one commandment right there. But listen to this commandment. It's manifold. Read on.
For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust.
Stop. That's a conjunction. And unto dust. Mm-hmm. He's talking to the earth now. And unto dust, what?
Shall thou return.
There it is. He had to give a commandment to the earth to set man free.
Amen.
Without the word of God speaking to the earth, saying unto dust, you got to let this man go.
Amen.
He had to give a commandment, or else man is not coming out the ground.
Amen.
So dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. He already told you this is the resurrection right here. This is death and the resurrection right there in verse 19.
Amen.
So man ain't going to always dwell in the dirt. Man ain't going to always die. He said that. But here's the thing. He told this. Now let's back up a little bit. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 2 because we're going to pick this story up a little later on, okay? Genesis chapter 2, and let's pick it up at verse 3, forgive me. Genesis 3.
Mm-hmm.
And let's pick it up at verse 13.
Genesis 3 and verse 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life.
Now, that put a time window on the devil right there.
Mm.
That was the end of his story. He said, dust you're going to eat all the days of your life. The day that there's no more dust on the earth, the day man is no longer dust, you're going to die. And the day that man is no longer dirt is the day that they wake up at the second resurrection. This is that thing. So right now, he's eating, he got the power of death. He got the power of death because right now he's alive before God. But it's going to be a time that he's going to be a part of the second death and he's going to be thrown in the lake of fire. Okay. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2 and let's pick it up at verse 18. I told y'all, we're going to really take our time on this one. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14, forgive me, verse 14, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Hebrews 2 and verse 14 reads, forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that hath the power of death, that is, the devil.
Stop. Those are different entities. That through death he might destroy him that hath power of death, that is, the devil. So right now the devil got the power of death. What do you mean? All the days of your life, you're going to eat dust. But the day that he end up in, let's read that. Let's go to Revelation. Chapter 20. And let's pick it up at verse 15. I mean, verse 5. 20 and 5.
Amen. Revelation 20 and 5 reads, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished, that is, the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
So we got a second death there, right?
Amen.
See that? You got the first death, but the first resurrection, they had to let go of them, right? So wait a minute, hold your finger here, because we're coming back to this. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Amen.
And let's pick it up at verse 53. In fact, pick it up at 52. No, 51. Let's read into that.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51 reads, behold, I show you a mystery.
So this is a what?
Mystery.
It's a mystery, right? Read on.
Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed.
Come on.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
That's the first resurrection.
Amen.
We're going to be changed, and we're going to put on Jesus.
Amen.
That's the time when he said, I created man in my image. That's it. That's when we're going to be created in his image. Right there. All right?
Amen.
Continue.
53. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
The devil is swallowed up in victory.
Mm.
What did it say?
Death.
Death.
is swallowed up in victory.
So death is a separate entity from the devil.
Amen.
It's separate. It's not the same thing. He got power of death right now. But death is a separate entity altogether. Read on.
Verse 55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?
See that? Death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?
Amen.
This is that thing, okay? This is that. This is what we got to be conscious of. Death is a whole different entity, period.
Amen.
It's a power, it's a spirit that God created in this world. You know, we see it in sci-fi and in fables, you know, Hades got, you know, you cross into Hades and you got the power of death and you can't get out. They miss Hades and the devil up. They got them mixed up like they the same thing, but they're not, because the devil is going to be bound by death. So how is it that the devil and death is one and the same?
Amen.
So when the dead go to the, when the dead die, they under the power of what? Death.
Amen.
So therefore, when the dead wake up, they're like, where's the power of death? Death won't have no power over them whatsoever, because there is no fear of death, because you can't die no more.
Amen. Amen.
This is that thing. Let's go back to that Revelation chapter. What do we leave off? Revelation 20. And
Revelation 20 and verse 6.
Continue.
Verse 7?
Yes.
Revelation 20 and 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breast of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone.
Wait a
minute.
Read on.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
So, where death is that what that said?
No.
Where the beast and the false prophet are,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we found out that there's a such thing as a second death. Now, skip down to Revelation 20, right? And read verse 14. In fact, yeah, read 13.
Amen. Revelation 20 and 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them.
See that? Now, wait a minute. Satan had power of death, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when Satan, all the days of his life, right, he going to eat dust.
Mm-hmm.
But once he got cast in a lake of fire, what happened? The people woke up.
Amen.
Because he didn't have power of death no more.
Amen.
So what happened? They woke up.
Amen.
These people is in a judgment now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's at this point, it'll be determined whether or not you're going to be in the kingdom or are you going to take part in the second death. Wait a minute. The lake of fire, I thought, was the second death. Uh-uh.
Hmm.
That's an entity on itself. The lake of fire is not the devil or death. It's a fire.
Amen.
So stop equating that with that. It's fire. That's what it is. It's called Tophet.
Amen.
That's the name of it. It's not named death.
Amen.
Death is in it. Now, the devil was in there,
mm-hmm.
right now burning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the dead woke up, because remember, we read in Hebrews that the devil had power of death. Why? Because he told him, all the days of your life, you're going to eat dust. Well, there's no more dust here.
Amen.
So he's in a fire now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Continue.
Amen. Verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them.
Stop. Stop. Where's the devil at? Where the devil? He in the lake of fire. So why is death and hell giving him up now? Why death and hell is letting go of the people?
Amen.
Because that's a commandment.
Amen.
It's a different entity. It's different from, don't equate the devil in the lake of fire with death. That's different. Death is a different spirit. You know, the Grim Reaper, you know, it's a mystical saying and all that old type of, you know, cosmetic nonsense, blah, 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 blah. But it is a separate entity.
Amen.
The Grim Reaper is not the devil.
Amen.
The Grim Reaper is death.
That's right. Amen.
So eradicate the nonsense that man put upon it and just call it what it is, death.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Revelation 20 and 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their work. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire.
Wait a minute. Whoa. So they get cast in the lake of fire after the devil?
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire.
But the devil was cast in the lake of fire at verse, what, 7? See that? Well, no, verse 9, is it? No, verse 7. He got, no, the devil was cast in the lake, no, verse 10. So death and hell got cast in the lake of fire after the great white throne judgment. See that? It's a different entity.
Amen.
But right now, Satan got the power. No. The Lord took the power from the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Now he got the power of life and death.
Amen.
When he overcame death, that's when he took the power of death or the power of what the devil can do in death when he rose. So now the Lord, like he always had, power over death. That's why he was able to wake people from the dead. People that was long in the ground that should have been, that started decaying, ask Lazarus.
Lazarus.
Ask Lazarus. Why? Because he had power over death.
Amen.
He didn't say, you know, he didn't have, he didn't, it wasn't a power that he took from the devil to wake up Lazarus. It was from death.
Amen.
You wake the dead from death, not the devil.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Revelation 20 and 14. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
See that? It's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the second death isn't a lie. You see, it didn't die. So now you see the second death was cast in the lake of fire with the wicked and the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So now death got a hold of that forever.
Amen.
That's his job, to keep the people in the lake of fire from the presence of the Lord and under the bondage of death for all eternity. Told you it's a different entity. You got to. It's not what we thought. It's a different entity. Period. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, this is a script that the Lord always, I love to read. Let me read this script. I got to find it. It's in Job. I'm going to find it right quick, people. Please be patient with me. I don't have it in this particular lesson right now, but it's one of my favorite reads. And Job chapter 28. Go to Job chapter 24, okay? Go to Job chapter 24 and verse 17.
Amen. Job 24 and 17 reads, "For the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one know them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death."
Whoa! Who is this? Who is this? Wait a minute. Who is he talking about? Look at who he's talking about here. Read that verse 15 and look at who he's talking about.
Go up to 15.
Yes, read verse 15 down to 17.
Amen. Job 24 and verse 15. "The eye also of the adulterer waiteth for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and disguises his face."
See, so now he's talking about the adulterer, right? Read on.
16. "In the dark they dig through houses, which they had marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light."
If they knew the light, then they'd be walking in the law.
Wow.
Okay? Read on.
"For the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one knoweth them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death."
See that? So that's who's in the terror of the shadow of death. They know that, like we was talking about last night, that's a high crime. It's way up there. So they are in the shadows of the terror of death. Ain't no getting around that. So in the morning, as for them, it's still death. And he said, and if one know them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of the devil.
Mm.
Is that what that said?
No, in the shadow of death. Of the shadow of death.
Of the shadow of death. Skip down to, in fact, let's look at this a little further. Go to Job chapter 28 and verse 3. Job 28 and verse 3.
Amen.
When you receive it, read.
Job chapter 28 and verse 3 reads, "He setteth an end to darkness and searches out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death."
So what's in death? What's in death?
Stones of darkness.
That's it. No light. Mm. That's why he said, cast them into what? Out of darkness. Where? The second death.
Mm.
And death is darkness.
Mm. Amen.
That's why when people die, they lose consciousness. They go to sleep,
mm-hmm.
and they lose consciousness. They go to darkness. But in the second death, you are not consciously asleep. You in your 100% consciousness in outer darkness. That's insanity. That's an insanity that no man can bear. Because you in all of your consciousness. You are in your literal 100% of your brain, and you are in death. That's why people is going to be weeping, and it's going to be beyond your comprehension of madness. Our comprehension of madness, because we never experience 100% of our brain. But we're going to be in 100% of our brain, and if we're in darkness of death, we can't conceive that madness. That's why he told us hell is thrown in there. To what? Drive the wicked insane with the madness of their works. And those of us that have knowledge is going to be whipped with what? Many stripes. Because it's going to be worse for us because we never should have been in it. Because we had the opportunity to avoid it. Because we knew the work.
Amen.
It wasn't like we didn't know. It wasn't like we was born and he didn't give us an opportunity to sin or be a part of his work, or experience the things that we now experience, like the resurrection or healing and all that type of stuff, and we still go off in the folly, and then we end up here, and we know. Job 28 and verse 20.
Down to 20.
Job 28, verse 20, when you receive it, read.
Job 28 and verse 20 reads, whence then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept closed from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say.
Wait a minute. Hell and death said, because death and hell is cast in the lake of fire. That's hell. Destruction is hell. Read that again.
Destruction and death say.
What are they doing talking? Mm-hmm. What is death doing talking? See it? Mm-hmm. It got a speech on the God.
Amen.
It's a different entity. It's going to eat on the devil.
Amen.
Death is going to take hold on the devil. So it's not the devil. Death ain't the devil. The death got power over the devil now.
Amen.
And the angels that fell with him. Now read that again.
Amen. Job 28 and 22. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof.
Why? Because he took part in it, didn't he?
Amen.
And now he's sitting on the right hand of God. So he showed this to Job.
Amen.
See that? But death spoke to him. We heard of your fame.
Mm-hmm.
And we know who you are.
We have heard of the fame thereof with our ears.
So death got what?
Ears.
It got what? That means it could talk. What it said, we heard, so it could talk. Mm-hmm. And it got ears.
Amen.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a figure of speech.
Amen.
That's a real conversation. Go to Job chapter 30 and 23.
Amen. Job 30 and verse 23 reads, for I know that thou wilt bring me to death and to the house appointed for all living. Howbeit, he will not stretch out his hand to the grave, though they cry in his destruction. Did not I
stop? Why is he having this conversation? Why is he having this conversation? Read verse 18.
Job 30 and 18. Job 30 and verse 18. By the great force of my disease is my garment changed. It bindeth me about as the collar of my coat.
What disease? Them boils that he smote him with, right?
Right.
Who smote him with the boils?
He had gotten permission, but...
Who gotten permission? So...
The devil.
So he said, by the force of my disease is my garment changed. So this is that thing. So the devil hit him here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Verse 23, he said, for I know thou would bring me to death. Wait a minute.
Oh, bring me to death.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
See the difference?
Right.
Are you listening?
Yes.
You see it?
Yes. Amen. And to the house appointed for all living.
For the house appointed for who?
For all living. Howbeit, he will not stretch out his hand to the grave, though they cry in his destruction.
Now, let's look at this a little further. Let's go a little bit further. Let's go into Job chapter 34 and verse 22.
Amen. Job 34 and 22.
Uh-huh.
Job chapter 34, verse 22 reads, there is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves.
In the shadow of the devil. Because they're already working in iniquity, so it ain't about them working with the devil, because they're already working in iniquity. He said, you can't even hide in the shadow of death. You think you're going to get away with your wickedness in this world and go and die and think you're going to hide in death?
Mm.
You think that you think in your death, you're going to escape judgment. This is what man thinks. That's why they're trying to say there's no God.
Mm-hmm.
Because man don't want to face the judgment. But no, you can't escape God in your. That's why they're saying, do whatever you want. If you think you're a child, you're born a homosexual, be a homosexual. You're a murderer, you're a murderer. You this, you that, you this and that. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. But right here, he said, you can't hide in death, Jack. I've been there, done that. I got the power of death, Jack, and I'm going to judge everybody that's bound by it. I'm going to set them free, and I'm going to wake them up. And they're going to stand before me. This is what he just said. So you can't hide from God in your sins, not even in the shadow of death.
Amen.
It's a separate entity. Because in death is what? Darkness. You think you can hide in the dark? God created darkness. He created the dark. You know, I say this once, I say it a thousand times, and I thank God that he gave me this saying, right? Or this thought pattern. You know, man created light. Now do something that we ain't never seen a man can do. Create darkness. Exactly. It's light and darkness. After a while, your eyes adjust. You can see the image of your silhouette, even in the dark. Even though you can't see the fullness of it, you can see it.
Amen.
It's light and darkness. But not in this light, not in this part of darkness. This is the darkness that's absent of light. It's absent of total light. This is the darkness that man is in when he died. And then in the lake of fire, that same darkness, it's going to be him, but instead of being dead in it and not knowing, you're going to be conscious of the darkness, like the children that were in Egypt when they could feel it. 3 days, they felt it. What did they feel? Death. Mm. For 3 days, they felt death. Mm. Why? Because he said, I'm going to kill your firstborn, right? Let my son go. So how long was the firstborn was in the ground? 3 days and three nights. So the world felt that.
Amen.
They felt what it was like to be in the ground.
Amen.
For 3 days and three nights, there was absolute light. It was so dark that you could feel it. That's death.
Amen.
And you know what came? Death. Death came. The destroyer.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Go to Job chapter 20, forgive me, 38 and verse 14. Listen at this. Listen to this. Ooh, listen to this 14. Read on. Pay very close attention to it.
Job chapter 38, verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Job 38 and 14 reads, it is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. And from the wicked there
what is what clay is sealed?
Hmm.
Death. The dead. Listen to what he said. When you die, you sealed unto death.
Mm-hmm.
Until the first or second resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, ain't no coming out the ground. You ain't walking around here anymore. You've been sealed unto death. That's why death got a hold on everybody, even Adam, from Adam to the last man to die 100 of a second ago, even while we talking, somebody just passed away and death got. They sealed up under it.
Okay.
Clay. What do you mean clay? Us.
Amen.
I can take clay and I can recreate you, man, Rhea. I can create an image out of you, out of clay. No, yeah. You ever watch BJ and the Dirty Dragon?
No.
Never seen that?
No.
He had this thing called a blob. And he used to make all kind of things out of it. And the blob was a trip. Kind of freaky, but it was a trip. It was creepy, but it was a trip. BJ was a trip. BJ and the Dirty Dragon. Got to watch that show. Read on.
Amen. Verse 15. And from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea? Or hast thou walked in the search of the death? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee? Or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death?
Stop. Have you seen the devil?
No.
Did that what that said?
No.
Have the gates of the devil been opened to you?
No.
Did that what that said?
Have the gates of death been opened
see
unto
that?
Thee?
Have you seen death? Can you see death? Because death is a darkness. Couldn't have seen death if you was in the light. But you didn't see death. Or else you wouldn't have seen the light. Your body went. You did it.
Spirit?
Whatever it was. Your mind was still clicking. But your body didn't. You didn't see death or else you would have saw darkness. Right.
Amen.
Right, or else you wouldn't have been brought back. You never saw death. Your body took a time out.
Amen.
This here, you never went here.
Amen.
You didn't went to the place of darkness. Because if you would have went here, you would have been in a shadow of darkness, you know, a place of no return. Because once he get a hold of you, ain't no coming back until the first or the second resurrection. And if you're in a second resurrection and you get caught bound by him in a second resurrection, there is no coming back, ever. Because death got you. It's a difference. Death is going to get a hold of the devil and all its angels. It's a different entity. It is a different spirit. Read on.
Amen. Job 38 and verse 18. Has thou received the breath of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof?
See that? What's darkness, man? You ain't never seen darkness. Because you ain't never been absent of the sun. You haven't seen darkness. You don't know what darkness look like. A blind person may, I don't even think a blind person know what darkness is because their mind on fire. They got light in their head. They can imagine. They see things in their brain. So it's a light in that darkness, but you never seen darkness. And a blind person never seen darkness. The only darkness that we experience and what the Lord allowed us to experience in this what we call lights out physically. This here, this is the outer darkness. That's where death is at. Once he gets you, you can't come back. That's where the dead go, right there. Ain't no talking. Ain't no coming back. You know, we take this up. We take this nonsense, man. we take this scripture so lightly.
Amen.
But we don't look at this script for what it really says. Go to Psalms chapter 23.
Amen.
And pick it up at verse 1.
Amen. Psalms 23 and verse 1 reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil."
Stop. Now we understand what he meant. This ain't David. This is Jesus Christ. We use this scripture like this is pertaining to us. That's why he said, have you seen the gates of death? No. So why do you think this pertains to you? Christ is the only one that rose from the dead. He's seen the gates of death. He was dead for 3 days and 3 nights. He know what death looked like. We haven't seen that. This don't pertain to us. We think the fear of death by this scripture, we think this belongs to us. Lord, you lead me through the shadow. We quote this and really not understand that this is the Christ that's saying this.
Oh.
We never seen an outer darkness. He did. Through him, through death, that he may what? Destroy him that had power of it. That is the devil. Now he took the power from the devil and gave the power to death to feed upon the devil. How about that? Read on.
Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
Who got anointed?
Jesus.
Psalms 45 tell you, the Lord said unto my Lord, he said, no. Wait a minute. Hold on, I don't want to misquote that. Let's go read that Psalm 45, and I'll show you this is genius. Psalms 45. Psalms 45, and pick it up at verse 6.
Psalms 45 and verse 6. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Thy scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter.
This is the Father talking to Jesus. Read on.
Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
There it is. See that?
Amen.
That's the one that he anointed with the oil of gladness above his enemies.
Amen.
And above his fellows.
Amen.
Read on.
All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of ivory places, whereby they have made thee glad.
See, that's Christ.
Palaces.
That's Christ. He said, all that garment smell of what?
Myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad.
Where did he get this from? Let's look at that. Let's go to John.
Amen.
Let's go to John.
Mm-hmm.
And... Amen. Go to John chapter 19.
Amen. Amen.
And pick it up at verse 38.
John 19 and
38. Yes, ma'am.
John chapter 19 and verse 38 reads, and after this, Joseph of America.
Hold on. Let's read into that because your spirit isn't there right yet. So let's read into it. Okay, let's go pick it up a little further up. This is a little, he was saying, now you want to read this a little higher, man. You just got you talking about it. So read it up a little higher. Okay, read verse 30.
30? John 19 and 30?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. John chapter 19 and verse 30 reads, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. He bowed his head and gave up the ghost.
The spirit that was in his nostrils.
Amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't give up nothing that was inside of him. He gave up the spirit that was in his nostrils. Right? Which is a slang word for spirit is ghost. It's the breath of life. He gave it up, right? So now he is officially dead, but is he dead yet, right? Is he dead? Yes, he's dead.
Okay.
He's very dead.
Amen.
All right. But the question is, why was he smelling like that, right?
Amen.
Okay. Skip down to verse Okay, now skip down to verse 38 and continue.
Amen. Verse 38. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night.
Why is everybody secretly hiding behind? What's up with this?
Amen.
Maybe that's what we're doing.
Right.
Come on.
And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100-pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jew is to bury.
That's what the Father smelled.
Amen.
So when the Father smelled this in Psalms 45, he was speaking of Nicodemus,
mm-hmm.
which was a Pharisee,
mm-hmm.
right? So just because you was a Pharisee don't automatically mean you went to the lake.
Amen.
All right? Some Pharisees actually believed in God. So here it is. So he said, now Nicodemus, he was spoken of in Psalms 45. That's him. Psalms 45 don't exist unless he bring this mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100-pound weight, and put it on Jesus. So when Jesus rose from the dead, the Father smelt this.
Amen.
And this was Nicodemus' sacrifice or offering up to the Father, and the Lord received it from Nicodemus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let's go to Psalms 33. No, forgive me.
And I never read verse 32. I mean, I read it, but it just hit me. Verse 42, it says, there they laid Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day.
Mm-hmm.
Except it was nigh at hand.
Right, right. You still had the feast days coming.
Yeah,
you had the feast, you had the wave offering. Yep.
Wow.
Still had the wave offering.
Amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just saw that really.
Okay. Now, let's go back to, let's go to Psalms 39 and verse 39. Psalms 39, forgive me. Psalms 39. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms 30 and verse 9 reads, what profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth?
No. Ain't no talking to God when you die. It's over. Once you get into the gates of death, ain't no coming out. Ain't no nothing talking to God from death. Ain't no nothing talking to God from the lake of fire. Ain't no talking from there. Ain't no praising God in the lake. He's not hearing you. You can sing and praise all day long in the lake of fire. He is not going to hear you. There is no praising God in death.
Amen.
Why? Go to Psalms 146 and 1.
Amen. Psalms 146 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms chapter 146 and verse 1 reads, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have any being.
While I have what?
I have any being.
Why? Why? Because right now is the time, because you can't do it in the shadow of death. You can't see, you can't sing unto the Lord because he's going to bind you up.
That's right.
going to bang your mouth. All that nonsense, you can forget about it. Death ain't going to allow it to get past them.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish.
So the day that that man died, mm-hmm. his thoughts perish.
Mm-hmm.
Not that hour. You know why? Because your body can die, but your mind is still conscious, what, 5-10 minutes afterward?
Mm-hmm.
You can be decapitated and you still thinking and you can still see.
Amen.
You know you're gone because you can see your body over there.
Amen.
You know it's only a matter of time before lights out, right?
Amen.
But here, he's saying, in that day that you die, your thoughts come to an end.
Amen.
You never made it there.
Amen.
Last scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 1.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9?
Yes, ma'am.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 1 reads, "For all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred, but all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and one to the wicked."
Wait a minute, stop. You mean to tell me we have no choice in whether or not you get into the kingdom? So you may think you have a choice in getting to the kingdom. You may think you call, but you're not. See that? I may think I'm called and I may not be. See that? We don't know, you know, the works that we do before the Lord, whether to love him or not, is in his hands. If he don't show you him, if he don't draw you, you ain't getting it. You see that? They go to judgment right there. Whether they go to Father saying, "No man can approach me except by the Son." Mm. The Son is the door.
Amen.
Read on.
Ecclesiastes 9 and 2. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean, and to the unclean, to him that sacrifices and to him that sacrifices not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth, as he that feareth an oath. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil. And madness is in their heart while they live. And after that, they go to the dead.
I thought the devil was the worst evil on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me death is the worst evil?
Amen.
Death is worse, is more evil than the devil? I guess it is because it's going to feed on the devil. The devil ain't got nothing on death.
Mm.
This is an evil among all things, even the devil. Read on.
Verse 4. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living dog.
No, look, we better, if we got a chance to breathe, we got a chance. You hearing this and we hearing these things that belong to God. He's giving us opportunity that we may repent and turn from the wickedness that is in us.
Amen.
Even though we are no better than a dog,
mm-hmm.
we better repent from that nonsense. Because if you die, you ain't no better than a dog.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 5. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything.
Say what?
The dead know
no.
not anything.
No. The living what?
For the living know that they shall die.
That's consciousness.
Amen.
To know something is what? To be conscious.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But what?
But the dead know not anything.
The dead don't know what time it is. They don't know what it's cold outside. They don't know who was moving around. They don't know that somebody just walked over the grave or a tractor just drove over the grave with a casket or, you know, somebody just took a whiz on it, whatever. Or pour a liquor out on it and all that nonsense. Or you just put a flower out there and the chair just got you talking for about 30 or 40 minutes and it don't know you're there. That's for you.
Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with you going to visit the grave and talking to your loved ones and this, that, and the other. That's for you.
Amen.
Or else Mary Magdalene wouldn't have went to the grave to see visit Jesus. Mm. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Just don't think they hear you.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Amen. Ecclesiastes 9 and 5. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward. For the memory of them is forgotten.
So if they have children, they don't remember them no more.
Right.
Job, businesses, government, kingdom, all of it is gone. The memory of them is forgotten because why? In that very day, they thought what?
Perish.
Went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Got turned off. Now they're in outer darkness. Death got it. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Verse 6. Also, their love and their hatred and their envy.
So if they love you, they can't come back and minister to you or give you the lottery number.
Nope.
Or if they hate you, they can't come back and hunt you like The Grudge or these stupid movies they got out here.
Amen. Amen.
All that spookery. That's nonsense.
Amen.
Read on.
Also, their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever anything that is done under the sun.
Okay, skip down to verse 10 and continue.
Amen. Verse 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest.
Lights out, baby. That's it. That's death.
Mm.
Ain't no wisdom, ain't no knowledge, no nothing. Your thoughts is out of here. Ain't no coming back and no talking anymore, anything. But it's a presence, right?
Amen.
Because the power of necromancy is real. They can mess around with death.
Mm-mm.
They got the power to mess with death. It's a law against that.
Amen.
Necromancers, they deal with a familiar spirit to tap into death.
Mm-mm.
That's why it's a separate entity.
Amen.
So with that being said, people, we hope we edify someone in that we got a little more understanding on this topic. Man, we're going to go a little further in as we, you know, I'm not going to really rush this one here. You know, I think I want to walk on this one a little bit and kind of get a little more understanding of it. So with all of this, I want to just thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone. And, yeah, any pleasure comments.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know who that
is. I don't know.
Oh, God. Hey, Sean.
Amen.
Amen.
I hope there's some kind of pal talk. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was great, man. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Any questions or comments?
Excellent lesson, my brother.
Praise God. Nobody
Amen.
Teaches like our Father.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Praise be the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Any more questions or comments?
I have a question for you when we're done.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Well, seeing that we have no hands up right now, we want to be back here tomorrow.
Amen.
Okay, and at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time at the Sounds of Living Waters. You want to be here with Commonwealth of Israel, right?
Right, you're going to deal with sin.
We're dealing with sin. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to deal with sin. That's it, sin. All right? So we hope and pray that the Father has opened up our understanding on some of these things.
Definitely.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And that we know, you know, there's nothing out. Once you die, it's lights out. Okay? If death got you, you ain't got to worry about nothing else. It's all over. You ain't got to worry about what time it is. You ain't got to worry about how hot or cold it is out there. It's over. Your only concern is hey, man, waking up on the right side of the low.
That's right, amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Okay, all right. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read
your Bible.
Amen. Read your Bibles, people.
Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.